We're going to spend some time now on events in Guatemala, where an historic trial began last week. Two former military officers stand accused of murder, kidnapping, and keeping nearly a dozen indigenous women as domestic and sex slaves during that country's long civil war. This is believed to be the first time any national court has addressed sex slavery as a part of prosecuting war crimes. To find out more, we reached out to Kelsey Alford Jones. She's the director of the Guatemalan Human Rights Commission, which has a representative at the trial. The Guatemalan war was brutal. It lasted 36 years and resulted in hundreds of thousands of deaths and disappearances. Most of the genocide and other crimes targeted Mayans, and I started off by asking Kelsey Alford Jones to explain that. As you can imagine, some of the details we're about to discuss are disturbing, so I want to alert listeners to that.
When you look at the victims of the violence in Guatemala, the vast majority were indigenous Mayans, about 83%, according to the UN Truth Commission that finished a report in 1999. And about 93% of the human rights violations were carried out by the military. So there was definitely an ethnic component.
Talk to me about these 11 women in particular.
Well, the women in this case are in their 70s and 80s. They speak Kekchi, a Mayan language. First, their husbands were disappeared. Their husbands were working to legalize their land in this area that was principally owned by large landowning families. The women that were left alone after their husbands had been disappeared were then targeted by the military that had set up a series of military outposts in this region in Guatemala. And they forced the women to live right outside the military base and to do shifts where they would go cook for the soldiers, clean for the soldiers. And as part of that, they were also repeatedly raped during those shifts. So for some women, that repeated rape happened over a period of days or months. And for some women, it happened over a period of years. Four women were able to escape. And one woman tells of how she fled into the mountains with her four children. Her children lived through hunger, fear, disease. And 6 years later, when she came down, she only had one surviving child with her.
Is there a defense?
In this particular case, no one is denying that these women were sexually abused. What we've seen so far is actually, rather than a legal defense, we've seen the lawyers of the two accused simply try to delay the trial, to say that they don't think that the trial is legitimate. We have not seen any kind of defense presented.
They have not denied the specificity of these allegations. What they have done is to object to the legitimacy, raise questions about the legitimacy of the proceeding itself. Do you have confidence in these proceedings?
We all have every hope that it will reach a conclusion, that there will be a verdict based on rule of law and strong evidence. However, the Guatemalan justice system still has huge challenges. So I do hope that the conditions are right for this trial to move forward effectively.
How are these women doing?
Well, you know, these women have spent almost their entire lives in situations of extreme poverty. They have health implications from that violence that has not been dealt with because they have not had access to medical care. And one of the scariest things that I think I've heard from a couple of the women who I spoke with recently is that they fear that these types of things can happen again. And so the women want to denounce what happened. And most importantly, they don't want other women to have to go through the same thing.
Kelsey Alford Jones is the director of the Guatemalan Human Rights Commission. She joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. And as we mentioned, a member of the commission is observing the trial in Guatemala as we speak. Kelsey Alford Jones, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.